Good morning. So this morning we are reading one verse, and that's Job chapter 37 verse 14. And we're covering the subject of health. This is the second verse on health, which is the second basic need of your physical pursuit. So we're going to unpack this thing backwards. And thank you, Jesus, for all of this. Help us to truly get this message, Father. So the last word is God. And so often the word God is just used in oh my God, and all sorts of things like that. People have lost the understanding of what God is. The scripture talks about the fact that we live and move and we have our being within Him. Everything around us, everything. The fact that you can see, hear, smell, taste, touch, all of these things. And we don't use our senses very much. And we don't pay attention to things. We look at screens. We sit down. We don't move around much. But we're engaged in a virtual world. And that virtual world was not created by God. It was created by man. And man then takes something and puts it into a digital environment. You need to understand that when you're looking at a computer screen, you're looking at a refresh rate of 60 hertz. What that means is 60 times a second you're being flashed a picture. Now, in some cases, you might get slightly more. But when you're looking at things with your eyes, you're not getting anything digital. There's no flashes. You're picking up every single little bit of everything. The light, the colors, the nuances, everything. And it's moving at the speed of light. You are listening. And although you can't hear outside of a range of sounds, in other words, you can't cognitively, in terms of your brain, in the front part of your brain, you can't pick up sounds because they're outside of your recognizing range. Subconsciously, you're picking up all the sounds. All of the sounds, you're picking them up. Vibrations throughout your body, you are picking up. The smells in your environment, you can pick up. And in fact, you do pick up. You are picking them up subconsciously. You're picking up all of the smells. You know, when people are put under hypnosis, they can go back and they can tell you exactly the smell, the taste, everything that was going on around them to the minutest detail. They can recount this because it's all there. And because you picked it all up, and that's all around you right now. All your senses are picking up. Whichever senses you have, some people don't have sight, but they've got others. And if God is amazing in that, if you don't have sight, your hearing is so much more acute. Your sense of touch is so much more acute. And God allows you to still engage. And that's just on the physical. That's just your earth suit side. And we are talking about the health of your earth suit. Your earth suit is dependent on God. It resonates and works together with how God has formed you in terms of your earth suit. You, the spirit on the inside, you are in control. Your soul is experiencing all of these things. So when we say God, we need to have this picture of every single thing that's around you at any moment of the day. And how much are you missing out on when you don't engage with God? You know, it's really nice to watch a nice video on your screen of some nice animals, etc. All you're getting is some basic touch of, a very, very little amount of engagement. And that's just a engagement with your eyes and ears and a bit of emotion. But if you go outside and you look at a flower and you touch the petals and you watch the bees coming in and going onto the flower and you watch the breeze blowing the leaves and you pay attention to these little things. God's doing this all over the planet all the time. He is so engaged in everything. And so we go back from the last word. Works of God. The works of God. Well, these works of God, God is busy. He's bringing the breeze over that plant. He's bringing the breeze over you. He's allowing you to smell and pick up things. And sometimes they are warning smells, but often they're just beautiful smells. Smells that you don't take. I mean, you don't go outside and go, let me sniff this air and just see what I'm finding in it. People have lost their sense of smell because they just don't use it. They don't detect it. They react to it when it is a smell that's really strong. But you can pick up fine smells if you just spend time doing it. A good way to do it is close your eyes. Close your eyes and just sit and smell the air, smell the environment. Close your eyes and just listen and listen and listen. You'll hear the birds, you'll hear all sorts of things. Because you are intentionally engaging. And these are all the works of God, besides the amazing works that He does with animals, to create birds, to create each other. You know, there's just so much engagement. And all of these touch points, all the opportunities to see all that beauty that God has created, these are God's works, right? The works of God. We'll go back a bit further. The wondrous works of God. You know, so often we are going to work, we're running around work, we're doing various different things. We work with things that God has made, unless you're a farmer and even as a farmer, you're working mostly with implements. You know what? Most of the time, you're not engaging. You're not engaging with God. You know, we were designed to be gardeners. And it's so important for us to actually get into nature, to get, even if it's a small pot plant sitting in your apartment on the, 50th floor of some high-rise building in the middle of a concrete jungle, that is a little bit of nature. And yet most of us have way more than that, or the opportunity to have way more than that. You know, at one point in time I was working overseas and I couldn't have a pet. And I complained to the Lord about that. I said, Lord, I'm not allowed to have a pet in this place. And you know, He brought a fly. He brought a fly into my house. And it was so nice to actually have something moving around that would put some shadows over the things that I was busy with. Most people say, oh, I've got to kill the fly. No, you know what? It was company. And I would let it out in the morning and it would be back in the evening. Now, I don't know if it would be the same fly, but it was a good 3 weeks. And shortly after that, I moved. But, you know, it's really, really important to understand that God has wondrous works, all around wondrous works. Now that appreciation, your earth suit, is not just something that goes on in your brain. It's not just a cognitive thing in your brain. you're reacting via the vibrations, by your smell, by your touch, by maybe you're perspiring, maybe your hands are sweaty, maybe even. Well, God created that for a reason. You know, God created that for a reason. And so when you have a look at your life and how your life works and where you are you getting out into an environment whereby you can have these wondrous works? You know, can you experience them? Do you get out? Your health needs you to engage with God. It needs you to engage with the wondrous works of God and to see them as wondrous, to see them as beautiful experiences that are there for you. These are things that for your health you need to have. You should have plants. You should have company in some way, shape, or form, whether it's people or whether it's pets or animals or fish or birds or a fly. You need to have that engagement. Your body needs it. Your mind definitely needs it, but more importantly, your mind actually needs to slow down. For you to be healthy, you've got to get off the computer with all of its flashing things and all of its adrenaline-creating, dopamine-inducing things. You know, Facebook has got it down to an absolute art. And WhatsApp, all of these social media have got it down to an art. How do we get you to oscillate between anxiety and happiness? And they've got so many little triggers. Like, for example, you send a message and it's a one tick. And they know just how long. An artificial intelligence knows how to do it, just how long for each individual person. How long, just how long to keep that second tick, even though it's arrived on the other side. But the second tick mustn't come until I can reward you. And that reward system that is done there is against your body. It's against your body. It's against your health. It breaks, it creates mental health problems. Slowing down your mind, getting out into nature, or even into a garden, and just walking around or spending time just sitting and just watching the breeze blowing through the leaves or listening to the sound of the leaves. This is the wondrous works of God all around you. And so Job, this is a backstory to this, Job is going through a terrible time. He's lost his family. He's now sick. He's got these boils all over his body and in his mouth and his throat. He feels, you know what, he is struggling all over. He's really in pain. He's been rejected by everybody. Nobody, even his wife, has left him. His three friends have come and said, listen, you must have done something absolutely terrible. And at this one point, you get here this verse. Hearken unto this, O Job. So Job, in the midst of your problem, listen to this. Hearken means, hearken is deeper than just listening. It's engage in what I'm saying to you. Hearken is to really engage, right? Hearken unto this, O Job. Stand still. Stop what you're doing. Take some time out to stop what you're doing. Stop what you're doing. Stand still. And consider. So, stand still. Stop. Don't go sit in front of the TV. Because that's just, again, that is not considering the wondrous works of God. Just stop. Just switch off the TV. Switch off the phone. You can get back to it at a later stage. If somebody really, really needs you, God will time it perfectly so that you switch it on at the right time. Switch it off. Or put it on silent somewhere else. I mean, if you're worried about other people being worried about you, then okay, leave it on, but just don't look at it. Put it somewhere else, put it in another room. Put on silence, and no vibration, so you don't even know if something's coming through. And just go stand still. Just go and be still. And then consider, look around you, smell, listen, hear, and imagine a world where you couldn't smell anything, you couldn't see anything, you couldn't taste anything, you couldn't touch anything, you couldn't hear anything. Imagine a world that was that blank and that empty. And then switch your senses on. You know, go and rub the petals of a flower gently. Choose your flower. Don't go and rub the wrong kind of flower, right? You don't want to go and do this with poison ivy or thistles or something. But the petals of a rose or something to that. Just go and rub it gently. Take some lavender and just crush it a little bit and smell it. Walk through the place and allow your fingers just to touch over the different things, the bark of the trees, the leaves. Look at all the veins on the leaves. Look at each one. They look similar in a way, but they're all uniquely different. Look at how the ecosystem actually interacts with one another, how the ladybirds sit on certain plants to get rid of pests that are there. Look at how other creatures come in and work together to refine the soil. The birds with these long beaks, they come and they're digging for grubs, but they're also aerating the soil. And look at all the amazing things that God's created to work together. And that's just that what you can see. Listen to the types of birds. See if you can pick up the types of birds. You know, my dad-in-law was a bird person. He could call out so many birds by their sounds. He'd say, oh, that's that bird, that's that bird. Do you hear this bird? You know, everything is unique in its way. And you can see these different, and God brings these things into your environment all the time. And all of that works together with your health. If you isolate yourself from that, your physical earth suit, the health of your physical earth suit goes down. To increase the health of your earth suit, you need these engagements. Go for walks, go for things, but don't just go walking. Walk and listen, walk and smell, walk and see. I wouldn't recommend going and tasting everything, but you know what, if you happen to be walking through a fruit market, you know, you can buy a fruit and you can chew that, but then appreciate it. Appreciate what you're biting into. You're biting into that particular fruit that you like. And you can feel the juice and you can taste it and it feels just amazing. Appreciate these things. And then consider that God knew that you would be here right now, experiencing this. He prepared all of these things, the wind, the exactly what you're seeing in front of you, he prepared that for you, so that you, these are his wondrous works, he's forever painting. You know, I would often go and I would, especially at the bus stops, you know, in London, there's not a lot of things that you can talk about there because there's not a lot of various things. Plus, people don't tend to talk. But you go to the bus stop and you're standing there with a bunch of other people and you've got this beautiful sunset over the skyline. And my words would be, gee, God paints the most beautiful pictures. God's painting again. And it makes people look up, makes people see the colors of the clouds and that sunset, and makes them just stop and think about where they are. They're not in this concrete jungle. They're not just looking at this phone or whatever the case is, engaging in this conversation or that. They look up and they see. God is forever reaching out to us, forever reaching out to us. But you need to stand still. You need to stop what you're doing. You need to set time. If you're going to be healthy, you need to set time to be able to engage in these things. You know, a number of people have been sick because of one thing or another, and then because they're sick, they take off time of work, and then they go and they recover, and they don't even recognize that one of the reasons that they're recovering is because they're engaging in God's environment. It's so good, but you can pass it by. You can have your mind stuck on everything else, worrying about this, that, the next thing. And Jesus said, don't worry. Because why? Worry will steal this from you. You will not be able to consider the wondrous works of God because you're so busy worrying about who's going to say this about this and what's going to happen here. And that's all future stuff. You can't affect it anyway. But if you give that stuff to God and you say, God, I just want to be with you. I just want to enjoy you. He so wants you to enjoy everything He's created. Everything He's created is not just nature. It's other people. This is so, so, so important for your health. Is that you recognize that your earth suit is made from dust and ashes of this world. And it knows, your earth suit knows this world. It really does. And it needs it. You know, one of the things about gardening is that when you're digging up ground, you know, the dust goes into very, very fine little pieces. And sometimes goes into your pores and, you know, gets messed up and comes up in, and then you breathe it in or whatever the case is. Do you know you absolutely need those kind of types of bacteria in your body? And if you are kept from working in the garden and getting your hands, you know, choose your ground carefully, you know, And by the same token, if you're working with cement, use gloves. Because cement is not something God's making. That's something people's making. And if you're working in the garden, yes, you can wear gloves. I mean, especially if you're not sure about what kind of soil it is, but you can also work with your hands. If you're carving things out of wood, if you are working with that sort of thing, everything you're engaging with, that is part of what God has created. These are His wondrous works. And then look at each other and say, you are a wondrous work of God. You are. And God has brought this person into your life, even if it's a stranger for a minute. That person is a wondrous work of God. Now, it doesn't mean to say that you sidle up to the stranger and you treat them as though they are innocent and, you know, you don't know whether or not somebody is a problem or not. You don't know that. You also don't know that about the animals. You don't know if you can just go up and stroke this lion because, you know, he might just eat you, right? You have to have respect for your environment too. But you can engage. You can engage with it. So let's read this verse again. Hearken unto this, O Job, stand still and consider the wondrous works of God. So if you're following along with us in the handbook, you can mark yourself as a zero. If you are engaging with the Lord like this and you're healthy in this way, then you can mark yourself as a zero. If you've got work to do on this, mark yourself as a minus one. I'll read this verse again. Hearken unto this, O Job. Stand still and consider the wondrous works of God. God bless, guys, and have an absolutely beautiful day.